Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, 2015 has certainly brought its fair share of challenges for the ag community. Let's look back on some of those challenges and a few successes.
Well, that's right. You don't want to just focus on all of the things we have been challenged with this year, which have been plenty. But in the department, we never seem to rest on any laurels or any past years, and we keep on going. And this year was no different. Usually a lot of times around food and farming and education and kids. And we had the barbecue cook-off this year. That was a big crowd out at the farmers market, about 40 teams out there and just having a good time. And into the summer, we had our 12th commissioner's school at Clemson. That was a nice group of young people. I remember them especially when I was up with them visiting twice, and two of them came by over Christmas and brought me a couple of poinsettias. So just really remarkable kids we got coming up there. So, you know, the years just had full of good, strong activities on behalf of agriculture. But then again, the challenges that we had this year are certainly numerous. But, you know, we're working on those to see what we can do on behalf of farmers as well.
You know, going back to that School of Agriculture, you would think that being held in Clemson that it would attract primarily South Carolina students, but actually you had young people from all over the country.
Well, the reason for that is, as I understand it, there used to be about three or four schools like that around the country, and now we are the only one. And this year, the Florida Department of Agriculture sent a couple of people up to see if they could pick up on the highlights of the school and duplicate it in Florida, so I'm very complimented by that. But you're right. Some of them coming from your home state of Texas, so even showed a Texan how to do things. How about that? You know, we kicked off the agritourism program in what I would call full speed this year, and Jackie Moore and her group are doing a great job. Talked to a few farmers sometime in December just about how much value they are getting based on their agritourism part of their business. We had the second year for the chef ambassadors, so working with the governor's office and PRT, a lot of good new innovative programs going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would call it a 21st century novelty, so to speak, and that's the Planet Forward program in South Carolina, and that's to help farmers that were flooded out in October.
Yeah, I am real proud of what the department and advocates for agriculture are doing to try to help those farmers who are going to stay the course and planning to farm again next year. Very, very proud that got off to a good start with that, with over $200,000 committed to that, for the most part from our Farm Credit family of institutions operating in the state, along with Blue Cross, Blue Shield. So really, some of our great entities are stepping up, and we really hope that that makes a difference in the spring of 2016. One thing we need to remind the listeners is that January 31st is the deadline that we have to apply for some of those funds.
Well, that's going to wrap up the year with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.